It's recording.
Okay. So today is October 27th. And I'm interviewing Lisa Melnick.
Melnick.
And my name is Ursula Kinsall. Okay. Tell me about what it's like being a third generation Filipino American. Any instances of making it feel a little bit confused?
Well, being third generation Filipino American is I'm a little bit different than others in the same generation in that I am 49 years old, whereas people that are third generation are usually a little bit younger than I am. But my grandparents were the first wave of immigrants here in 1927, so both my parents were born here. So, did you ask me if I'm a little confused? So, I didn't have as much confusion as I did kind of a lack of identity, I think, as Filipino American. I didn't grow up with the language in my house. My mom was Visayan American, my father was Ilocano, so they both understood dialect, but they did not speak any dialect. So I didn't grow up with Filipino language in my home. So the first time that I became confused was when I actually started college, and then I met a lot of other Filipinos, and they would ask me why I didn't speak the language. I didn't think about it actually until I started college.
When did you move to the mix?
Growing up, you mean? Yes, growing up, I lived in California all my life, but I went to elementary school here in the Bay Area until my mother passed away in 1965, and I was 9 years old at that time. And we lived in different neighborhoods in San Francisco. I went to Jose Ortega Elementary School in the Inglewood District, and then we moved to San Bruno when I was in first grade. And when my mother passed away, when I was in fourth grade, we moved to Daly City, where I lived with my aunt for 6 months. And so during that time, I really didn't think about my own identity. I had close family connections all that time. I didn't really think about kids. I didn't necessarily hang out with the Filipino kids in school, but I had lots of family here. And then I finished elementary school and high school in Southern California. And during that time, my father remarried. Actually, she's the right woman. She had been a friend of the family. And so our family then became kind of ethnically mixed and more diverse. And being away from the rest of the family, we kind of formed our own unit in LA. And then after that, after I graduated high school, I returned to the area.